Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
I don't think he had enough energy, right? That, of course, is Richard Simmons, late Richard Simmons, who made so many people happy, changed so many lives. What was he really like? What happened at the end? And is what they said about her house, his housekeeper, true? We'll find out. Linda Hall is here. Rita Reimers is here. And they both worked with and became friends with Richard Simmons. And they're both now on WGN. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Steve.
Hey.
I almost got up and started dancing. I was in that video.
All right. So I'll start with Linda. I'm just going alphabetically here. How did you first get to know Richard Simmons and go to work for Richard Simmons? And what did you do for Richard Simmons?
It's a pretty good story. I lost weight with Deal-A-Meal like millions of other people. And I just wrote him a letter thanking him. And next thing I know, I get a phone call from Elijah Jones, who I knew worked with him. And I was his Cinderella for his newsletter in that month in the late 90s. And from there, I went to see him at a show. He invited me on QVC, Sally Jesse Raphael show, the cover of Women's World magazine. We did a lot of things. An infomercial in New Orleans. And I was supposed to be doing another infomercial in San Francisco. And my then husband, Dan, was ill. So I informed the infomercial company that I was probably not going to be able to go. Don't book the tickets. 10 minutes after hanging up, I get a phone call from a crying Richard Simmons who wants to know what's going on. He said, I am getting tickets in a hotel room for both you and Dan, so you don't have to leave him. I said, well, at the last minute, I may not be able to get on the plane. That's okay. I got it. And then he said, what are you doing? You know, can Dan still work? And I said, funny you should ask that, because he just stopped in the last couple of days. And I was trying to figure out what I was going to do because I was working with hospice patients as an aide. And he said, you work for me now.
Wow. Wow.
That's literally it. I would not have the house I'm sitting in right now. I don't even know what I don't want to go there, but bad things would have happened. But
did you
go to San Francisco. We had a blast.
You said that Richard Simmons called you, Linda.
Yes.
And began to cry. Did he know your husband?
He had never. Well, no, that's not true. He met Dan at a show for, 2 minutes or whatever. But no, he didn't really know him. But that was his heart. And once Richard got to know you, he was very good at discerning who you were and your personality. And not that he really needed a typing angel at that time, although there was work, but, he was all about helping others and, teach a man to fish, feed a man a fish. I mean, he could have sent me a few thousand bucks to, but he gave me a job that I was able to work through with that.
What did you just say? What did you just say about fish? I didn't quite get that.
Have you ever heard that cliche, feed a man a fish, he'll survive for a day, teach a man to fish, he'll survive for life.
Ah, okay. I didn't know. Yeah. I thought we were going fishing. I didn't know what that was about.
No, so, it's a cliche.
I didn't know. I'm looking for bait in the studio. What do I know?
Right?
Rita Reimers is also here. Rita, same question. How did you meet Richard Simmons, and what did you do for him?
Well, I actually was doing some volunteer work on his website as it was being developed because I worked in that field at the time. I took my mom to a Poconos weekend. Richard always did Mother's Day events in the Poconos on Mother's Day. When he came in, he mentioned his room number. I went to greet him when he came into the hotel along with a lot of other people, and he kept saying his room number to me. So I wrote him a letter. I had lost a bunch of weight with his programs, like Linda had. I slipped it under his door. And then the next day at the event, he came running up to me. He already knew who I was because I was working on his website. And he's like, we're going to be great friends. You're going to write to me. You're going to, finish losing weight, get to goal. So we were writing back and forth, and I got laid off from my job. And he said to me, well, now you need to move out here, which I thought to myself, if I was ever going to and time in Los Angeles, this was the time to do it. So I hauled my cookies out to L.A. Started working out at the studio with him 3 days a week. I started doing small things for him, like pulling music for the studio. And next thing I knew, he asked me to be associate producer on his live call-in radio show, Lighten Up with Richard Simmons, which I did with him for 3 years, every Sunday, 3 hours live. I also associate produced his video, Love Yourself and Win. I was in a few of his workout videos, too. Sometimes I'd go to his house and type for him during live chats, just all kinds of little things. But we became pretty close, as close as you can get to somebody who's got 50,000 people who want to be his friend, right? But because he knew I wanted to leave the information technology world, and I was really teetering on that, he gave me the job associate producing his radio show. So I had the guts to actually leave my high-paying corporate job and start my own business, which he cheered me on and gave me a lot of advice during. And that was all before Linda and I started our company together.
Now, it's been said that Richard Simmons would get on the phone. It's been said by Richard Simmons that he would help maybe 100 people a day. That's true. Got to be an exaggeration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gave of
I'm
himself.
I'm still in shock over his loss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He gave of himself. I mean, back in the days before cell phones, you know, he would stop and use the phone at the airport and call people to encourage them while he was waiting on a plane. Hmm. He gave and gave and gave nonstop.
All right.
I think he had the pay phones at the airport because he called so many people, you know, shut-in people, that he was their only link to the world. And just because he was traveling, he wasn't going to let them down.
How did he carry that much pocket change? I mean, I vaguely remember those phones, you know. So he would he would literally. So it wasn't an exaggeration.
No.
Maybe the number 100 was, but he would call over and over the same people, different people, both to help motivate them. And he did motivate two people, both of you, but so many others.
Millions.
Yeah. Was he aware of the impact?
I'm curious to read this. I think yes, but I also think no. He was, you know, we never escape our past, and he was always this little boy trying to prove himself. So he knew.
Yeah.
But yet I think there was a part of him that just still felt like he was working to save the world and hadn't made enough impact yet.
What do you think, Rita?
Yeah, he was planning to make a comeback, and we were so excited about that. And I don't even know if he realizes what a hole he left in the world, right?
No.
Because he did. There's nobody that's ever going to fill that spot or fill his shoes. And he wasn't a celebrity per se. He didn't go to the celebrity parties. He didn't do any of the
record
stuff or any of that stuff. He was just Dickie Simmons.
Really? Dickie? Did Dickie ever wear pants?
Yes. You know, there was a costume like Superman. And I'll tell you, it got really tough in the later years to find those little dolphin shorts. Like, people were scouring eBay for him on a daily basis. But at home, he just usually, you know, sweatpants and a shirt, something like that.
And I, you know, there were outtakes that, you know, you can find anything on the internet, Rita.
Yeah.
So there are outtakes of him, and he had quite a potty mouth at times.
Yep.
Apparently I hit on a nerve there. Is that true?
We're both giggling right now. Yes. I mean, you know, like anyone, you have your professional. People often ask what he was like behind closed doors. What you saw was what you got.
I was just going to say this. You took this out of my head, Linda. I was just going to say this.
Yes. All the time. However, just like the rest of us, we have our professional persona where we might not use certain words or do certain things in front of someone, and his, you know, relaxed persona, which, yes, could include some potty mouth.
All right. I've got two.
I remember
Go ahead. Go ahead. You remember?
I was just going to say, I remember the last time I saw him. It was after I had moved back to the Carolinas, and he called me. It was November 2013, and he said, are you planning to come out to L.A.? And I'm like, as a matter of fact, I am. I have my company out there. And he said, coordinate the dates with Michael. I need to see you. you have to come out while I'm in town. So they bought my ticket. Richard had me to the house. It was just me and him. Not even Teresa was there. He did my makeup. He took my picture. We talked. He hugged me goodbye. Little did I know it was going to be the last time I saw him.
Why did he do?
It was almost like he knew.
Well, I want to talk about that in a moment. But why did he do your makeup?
Yeah. Well, he just was. He liked to do makeup, and he liked to make people look pretty. You couldn't come to class to take his aerobics class if you didn't have full makeup and lipstick. That was
lipstick.
A requirement at the door.
But when you sweated to the oldies, didn't all that makeup run? I don't know. I don't wear makeup. What do I know? I know this.
A lot of primer and setting spray, babe, and yes, it ran.
Okay.
Well, I think guys were exempt from the makeup and lipstick thing.
Yeah.
I hope. Yeah. I don't know.
It was almost like he knew that was the last time we were going to see each other. And he took the photo, and he had a he still had a Polaroid. It was a Polaroid photo. Usually he'd give you the photo, but he kept it. And I almost wonder if he was making like a keepsake of all the people close to him for some reason.
Yeah.
I want to ask more about that, and I'll hear more about that at 1:47 on WGN when we come back.
And what do I pray for? I thought that you might ask. I pray that I'm forgiven for mistakes in my
Believe it or not,
past.
That is Richard Simmons singing. Who knew he recorded? Well, if anyone would know, these guys would know. Linda Hall and Rita Reimers on WGN, friends of Richard Simmons. They used to work for Richard Simmons. I didn't know he recorded a CD, guys.
He was a man
of everything.
So many talents. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you guys are clearly good friends because you finish one another's sentences. I don't know how you do that. You're not in the same room, are you?
Nope.
That's amazing.
You've never seen the hairdo video where he sings about hairdos? You've never seen that one?
No.
No, there's some good stuff out there.
I'm sure there is. Well, let me tell you a story or two you might not have heard. One story is that Ellen DeGeneres was not yet Ellen DeGeneres. Of course, she was Ellen DeGeneres, but she wasn't a star, and she was just sitting in a room at a talent agency, a very well-known talent agency, and she just did her first, I guess, TV appearance. Richard Simmons was in that same room, or he walked through that room. He happened to see her on TV, and he stopped in his tracks. He asked her her name, and he said something like, "You're going to be a star." Story number two is he was determined to meet Lucille Ball, and he did. They eventually became friendly with one another toward the beginning of his career, Richard Simmons' career, because he admired her so much. And it turns out she became a fan of his, and they even appeared together on a game show. Do you guys know those stories?
Right.
I did not know the first one, but it sounds so like him. I have no problem believing that. I did know about Lucille, and they were on, what was it, Password together or something. They were coupled up as partners on that game show.
It wasn't Password. It was one where you act out and pantomime things.
That's it. Yeah.
And he was so good. And, of course, she was amazing. So, toward the end of his life, he became a recluse. And it was on all the exploitative e-shows on TV and you know, at the newsstand where they still sell those things. And there were reports that his housekeeper was keeping him captive and all these things, that he was severely depressed. You tell me first, Linda, then Rita, what the real truth is.
His health was, he wasn't 20 anymore, okay? And his knees were going. He had surgery on one knee. The other knee was going. And he didn't want to do anything halfway, you know? He wanted to either be Richard Simmons or disappear. And, a lot of health problems. He took a hiatus from his workout studio, Slimmons, and we both really believe that he intended to come back. But I think he enjoyed having a moment to himself for a minute.
What was and several years.
And I noticed the more and more I was taking longer breaks while he was teaching class. He was doing more walking around the room instead of doing the moves because his knee just hurts so bad.
Yes. And I really appreciate you mentioning his housekeeper, Steve, because that is something that has driven me crazy forever. Teresa was basically his house manager. She was also kind of his wife, sister, best friend. I don't know. I mean, she was the staple in his life. I don't think there is a term for what she was to him. But, you know, she was there every day with him. They trusted each other implicitly. She knows things that nobody knows, I'm sure. And she's, you know, an older lady who actually has, I believe, MS. She was not keeping him hostage. And the crap that she got and the lack of respect that she gets in his passing eats me alive, because she should be getting as much respect as the widow, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, family, the definition of family, I think, is whatever it is for you, right? You know, so
exactly.
to him, she may well have been family. And Rita, you were about to say something. Go ahead.
Teresa was always good to me. I was also his dog sitter. I owned a cats-only pet sitting company at the time, so he was my only dog sit client. she would often accompany him, you know, out to dinner. So she was always very good to me, and we had business meetings every Thursday at his house when I was doing the radio show, and she would serve us something to eat, fix our salads, and sometimes she'd sit with us a little bit. She was a very nice lady. She was just very dedicated to Richard, and, you know, she didn't do anything Richard didn't want her to do. Correct. Did you say that's true, Linda?
Yes, 100%.
Were they Dalmatians?
Oh, yes. Well, how many were there at one time, Rita?
Six.
Yeah.
He had six at one time. When I started doing his dog sitting, he had two, and then one passed away. And then toward the end, his last one was just so, she got so sick, she had to actually be carried around, they carried out to go to the bathroom and things. It was very hard. It was very hard on him. And I don't know if you realize, Linda, I don't know if you even realize this, it was the day after Patty passed away that Richard decided to retire.
That doesn't surprise
you realize
me.
That, Linda?
I did not realize that. But, yeah, they were his babies.
Yep,
and I'll tell you, he did everything humanly and financially responsible possible to keep those dogs alive as long as he could. A couple times we thought he went too far, but that's another thing. You know, those were his babies.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, they were. I'd send him the invoice for pet sitting, and he would call me and say, that's not enough. And then he'd also give me money. He'd also give me a big monetary tip, too, because no expense was too great for those dogs. Mm. And I understand that, because I feel that way about my pets, my cats.
I understand that, of course. And, you know, that's a nice radio producer and dog sitter. That's an interesting combination. All right, so radio producer and dog sitter. It was said that there was going that he wanted to make a comeback. Did he?
He was starting
with
this.
Going to work out anymore?
No. Yeah. Exactly. But he started coming to chats on his website again, and he was working with someone. He was making this Broadway show about himself, and
he was
getting involved in projects again. I guess we'll just say that. Yeah, I don't think he was ever going to be teaching in a studio again because of his knees, but
he had one knee replacement, and then he didn't want to have the other one done, because that's a hard thing. My dad had that done, and it's a very hard thing to go through.
Yeah.
He was really never the same after that.
Well,
so did my dad.
Yeah, so I hear. All right, so the Broadway musical, is that going to happen, Linda?
I don't believe so. I think that it probably went with him because he didn't finish it to completion.
Probably.
And there wasn't there a TV movie that was about him? Or a Netflix movie or one of those?
That you're talking about?
Pardon me?
I'm sure that's going to happen, but Richard wasn't really on board with that, because he didn't have any input in it, and that was the problem. I think that if he had been invited to be part of it, and so he could, you know, tell his story his way, it would have been okay.
All right. Yes. We have 2 minutes left. We have 2 minutes left here. So I'll first start with Linda, then Rita. What should we remember him for more than anything?
He just cared. He cared. He cared so much. He cared for everybody. He cared about people he didn't know, and he gave his life and his last breath to that as long as he could. And he did things that no one, I'm sure, will ever know. You know, my story of giving me a job and letting me stay home with my husband to his death and keep him home is just a drop in the bucket to what he's done for others.
Rita?
Yeah, he didn't do these things to get notoriety or to say, look at me, I'm doing these things. He did a lot of things very quietly. And I would just like people to remember that he was all about other people. He really wasn't about himself.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you guys offer, because I think it's important to talk to people who really know whoever it is that you're talking about, or who knew whoever it was. And you guys did. So Linda Hall, Rita Reimers, both ways. Thank you, guys.
That's okay. Everybody butchers my last name. Even Richard did. He always left out the F.
All right. I'll do it again. Rita Reimers. Did I do it right that time?
Fortunately, Linda Hall is easy.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I appreciate the fact that you cared so much. That's clear. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you giving us a chance
to
share our perspective on Richard more than you know.
Thanks, Steve.
So, yes, thank you, Dan and Steve. Yeah.
Oh, that's fair.
I started by your last name. See, you messed up Rita's name, so I'm going to call you by your last name, okay?
Just don't call me late for dinner, as they say.
Exactly.
Thank you, guys.
Exactly. Never.
Nobody can mess up Hall.
Guys, thank you. Bye-bye. And they're still talking. They'll probably talk to one another for an hour now.